Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I am Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Day 1001 brings us to Ezekiel 34. You know, the 999, 1000, now 1001. We've been kind of on a theme here about faithfulness in pastoral ministry, faithfulness to those who are called to proclaim the Word of God, because we saw the watchman's call yesterday. And we are not peddlers of the Word of God, but in sincerity, from 2 Corinthians 2, the day before yesterday and today. It's a prophecy against the shepherds of Israel, but there is a beautiful picture of Christ coming in this chapter. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your Word. Thank you for teaching us every day as we spend time in your Word. Please build us up in Christ, our great shepherd. And help us to be faithful in following after you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Ezekiel 34. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, Ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat. You clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over the face of the earth, over all the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep, therefore you shepherds hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd for my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of clear water that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder, and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you've scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. I will make with them a covenant of peace, and banish wild beasts from the land, so that they may dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I will send down the showers in their season there. They shall be showers of blessing. And the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase. And they shall be secure in their land. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and deliver them from the hand of those who enslaved them. They shall no more be a prey to the nations, nor shall the beasts of the land devour them. They shall dwell securely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will provide for them renowned plantations, so that they shall no more be consumed with hunger in the land, and no longer suffer the reproach of the nations. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the Lord God. And you are my sheep, human sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the Lord God. Got some good coffee this morning in my River Valley Ranch mug. It is a good morning and our 1001st day to think about shepherding. Israel had been given shepherds. Judah and Jerusalem had priests, prophets, princes, rulers. And these leaders of the people, who should have been serving the people, who should have been feeding the people, protecting the people, instead they were feeding themselves. That's the charge in verse 2. Thus says the Lord God, ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. There was a sense in which the religious professionals of the day had said, I am in this for me. I get the honor, I get the glory, I get the money, I get the benefit, I get to eat and drink and have a comfortable life, and, well, y'all can fend for yourselves. Bring me what I deserve, and then you can fend for yourselves. This is terrible. This is what happens when pastors craft messages that are not primarily faithful to the Word of God so as to feed the Word of God to the sheep, but are rather crafted in order to get as many sheep to come in and as many sheep to give as much as possible so that the church can grow, their ministry influence can grow, their own comfortable lifestyle can grow. And if that means they have to compromise or be quiet or adjust things or just give people pop psychology or feel good stories or an entertaining experience rather than the Word of God, that is what they will do. Obviously it's wrong, right? It's completely wrong and should not be done. But that is what was being done in a very crass way. But the promise that the Lord makes, this is so powerful, because the Lord says, first of all, I'm going to come and I'm going to search for my sheep and I'm going to seek them out and I'm going to rescue them. I'm going to bring them. I'm going to feed them. He says, I'm going to do it. Now, this harkens back to Psalm 23, where the Lord said, where David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," and where the Lord is shepherding over his people, it also looks forward to John 10, where Jesus comes into the world and says, "I am the good shepherd." And Jesus talks about how the kingdom of heaven is like a shepherd who had 100 sheep and one went astray. He left the 99 to go and pursue the one that went astray. And that is the Lord. In the parable, it's the Lord who goes after the one lost shepherd. And Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." And David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And here we have the Lord saying, "I myself am going to be the shepherd and I'm going to be the judge." But then he says, David's going to come and do it. Look at verse 22. "I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord God, will be their God, and my shepherd David will be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken." Who is this David? It can't be literally David, son of Jesse. He's been dead for hundreds of years. It's rather the greater David, the greater son of David, the one who was promised. Remember the Davidic covenant, David was promised that one of his offspring would sit on the throne forever as the prince of peace, as the, right, the one who's going to shepherd the people. And yet it's the Lord himself shepherding the people. I think if you combine all these passages together, you get the clear message that Jesus is the Lord God Almighty, come in human form as the son of David to shepherd his people. And he makes with them a covenant of peace. He makes with us a covenant of peace. That covenant is the new covenant which Jesus makes in his blood to remove our sin, to remove the penalty of death, to remove the curse of the law, and to give us the blessing of the inheritance of the Lord and comfort from the Lord. It's beautiful. The Lord's going to be the shepherd. David's going to be the shepherd. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the God-man, son of God, son of man, son of David, David's Lord, David's shepherd, and our shepherd, who's made the covenant of peace in his blood to free us from slavery. What kind of slavery? Well, the eternal slavery of sin and death. And at the end of it, we will be with the Lord. We are with the Lord as our God, and we will be with the Lord as our God forever because of Jesus. So, what do we learn from that? First of all, we need to make sure that if we are listening to anyone's preaching or teaching of the Bible, that they really are preaching and teaching the Bible. It's so easy to get drawn in by clever stories, by powerful illustrations, by really pithy slogans, by really compelling and persuasive speech. But if it's not the Bible, it's not the spiritual food that our souls need. We need to seek out those shepherds who are going to feed our souls on the Word of God. And we need to seek out the under-shepherds who are following the Good Shepherd and who are helping us follow the Good Shepherd. One of the signs of that is, as the section here where God says he's going to judge between sheep and sheep, between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, is that the faithful under-shepherds are those who are making sure that they're feeding us, that they're giving to us what our souls need as much as they're caring for their own souls. Like, I need to eat God's word for myself as a sheep who's following the Good Shepherd, and then give you the feed and not trample down, like it says, you eat the good grass and then you trample down and you muddy it. That's what happens. Sometimes what happens is a pastor will make sure he's being well fed, that he's growing, but then he will water it down, mix in some worldliness, package it to be pleasing to the people, scratching the itching ears. He's trampling down on the grass that the people should be eating then. And of course, sometimes he's just taking care of his own material needs and he's like neglecting to follow the good shepherd himself, and then he can't possibly lead people in the right paths toward the green pastures after the good shepherd, because he's not even following the good shepherd personally, sincerely himself. So, it's a call for us to follow the Good Shepherd and to be discerning in the under-shepherds that we listen to, and then to be faithful in all things to share with one another as God's blessing us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are good and gracious. You have given us good food in your word. You've given us a good shepherd in your son. You've given us a covenant of peace in his blood. You've given us a home in your pasture and among your flock forever. Thank you for that. Help us to follow Jesus faithfully. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me for Ezekiel 34 tomorrow. Pretty sure we're going back to 2 Corinthians. Have a blessed day in the Lord.